Now, yesterday in the programme, we talked to the family of missing Bangor woman Carol Gray, who was last seen close to the Ulster Hospital over the weekend. There's good news this morning. Carol was found, is now safely back with her family. It was thanks in part to the efforts of Floss, a three-year-old search and rescue border collie, who found Carol over 5 miles away from the hospital she left on Friday. Rafe from the Search and Rescue Dogs Association in Northern Ireland is Floss's owner and trainer. Rafe, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Well done, first of all. Congratulations. That's an incredible thing you and your dog has done.
Absolutely. We're just delighted that we were able to find Carol and give her back to her family and get her into hospital and get her treated.
So tell me how this works. So how does a dog pick up the scent? How do you get the scent of the missing person for a start?
Well, obviously, as a member, a trainer and a member of the Search and Rescue Dog Association, we train dogs all the time for searching. And Floss is an open area search dog, so she will find anybody who is in an open area. Basically, she's qualified in lowland, mountain, and clap structure. So she's not scent specific. So when we start training the dog, we'll have what we call a dog's body, who'll run into the wind, maybe 20 metres, 30 metres, shouting her name, calling her name, and having her ball. And then I'll send her off to find the person. When she finds the person, then Floss will indicate by barking, and then she'll get a reward, which is the ball.
Yeah, but how is she finding that person? Is she smelling that person? Is that it? So we all have, what I'm trying to ask is, do each of us have an individual, unique scent to ourselves?
Absolutely, and the dog is trained to find that scent in the wind and follow it to source and location. So because she's an air-scenting dog, she will find any person that's in any given location when I give her the command to find.
So every human being has an individual scent. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
I find that interesting in itself.
So we give off DNA and rafts of scent all the time. But for an open area search dog like that, obviously to find Carol in that location that she found her in the field, was overgrown and quite difficult, quite steep. She worked independently of me about 50 metres away. And
where did you get Carol's scent from?
Well, I don't need Carol's scent.
I don't understand. If you're trying to find Carol, you were trying to find Carol, you did find her.
Yeah.
But if the dog is trying to find Carol, then surely the dog needs Carol's scent. I don't understand.
So an open area search dog does not need a specific scent to find a person. So I give her the command to find. So when Floss was searching through the fields in the Ballyrogan area, that the location we were given.
Hello?
Fixed in that location, who needs assistance. So Floss found her because she was lying in an unconscious state in high grass, and she indicated by barking. And then I followed that up and went in and obviously did all the vital signs and radioed through to the team to bring in assistance to get Carol removed to hospital.
But surely, Rafe, how come your dog wasn't disoriented? Because there would have been more than just Carol around that vicinity. So how come the dog wasn't running everywhere?
She's trained specifically to find somebody who's still not moving and generally will be lying in a position, in a prone position. Because she's also clap structure trained, she's part of the international search team to go to earthquakes. So in an earthquake zone, you'll have lots of people milling about and moving about, but she'll be trained only to find the hidden body or the body lying down or the unconscious body.
Oh, my goodness. This is intriguing beyond belief for me. So a dog can be actually trained to differentiate in terms of scent, but not just between human beings, but human beings who are still. How on earth does a dog do that?
Well, it's all down to the training that we do. So a lot of the training that we do, it would be collapsed structures and quarries. Our dogs' bodies would hide in very tight locations under the ground, high up places. And that scent then would be coming off. The dog would go and search and find the location of that scent and only start barking whenever she gets as close to that person as possible. and that's why the dogs are so reliable for clap structures with the Northern Ireland Fire Service.
And what's Floss's background? Where did you get Floss from?
I got Floss from a farmer in Maha Felt about 3.5 years ago as a pup. She was just a farm collie. And I knew straight away when my wife and the children, when we picked her, that she was special. And I'm a member of the search dog team for years, and we got her fixed on a ball from a very young age, and she only does it for the ball. So the reward for Floss is the ball, and she's just obsessed about balls, and she just doesn't have an off switch. She's a typical border collie. She'll run all day, search all day. She's just fabulous.
Floss has significantly contributed to saving someone's life.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, we train for these sort of scenarios all the time. And most of the cases, we're assisting the police, community rescue, and all the teams that we work with to exclude that somebody's not in an area. And it's low probability that, you know, in most cases, we may find somebody. In this case, we've been very successful in combination with the police and CRS to be able to assist and bring Carol back to her family and get her help.
Well, Riff, listen.
Delighted.
Yeah, and I'm sure you are, and the community's delighted that Carol's been found. Listen, thank you very much, and congratulations. That's Riff from Search and Rescue Dogs Association Northern Ireland, and, of course, to Floss. Thank you, Floss.